Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Journalists from Russia's last independent news organization are leaving the country after the Prosecutor General's office issued an order to restrict access to both TV Rain and Radio Echo, also known as Echo of Moscow. What will this do for coverage of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, since all the other Russian media outlets are following Vladimir Putin's orders to report on the situation as a quote-unquote special operation? For some thoughts, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Peter Laufer, University of Oregon journalism professor and former news anchor and talk show host here in San Francisco. Peter, great to talk to you.
And to you, Jeff.
How difficult is it going to be to get good information out of Russia in the wake of not only this move, but the cessation of broadcasting from CNN and BBC and so many other outlets from the West?
Yeah, well, as you and Patty know, Jeff, it's a cliche almost to suggest that the first casualty of war is truth. In fact, it's a line that was attributed to a senator of ours, California Senator Hiram Johnson, back before the First World War. And Sun Tzu said it so many years before that: all warfare is based on deception. There are these different problems with getting information out, whether it is collusion or censorship or suppression. And in this case, your question is about suppression. But we are in such a different world than Senator Hiram Johnson was. And it's going to be problematic, of course, for Russians who want to find the news of what is going on besides what's being warped for them by the Putin regime. But it is not going to be impossible because of VPN, virtual personal networks, and being able to jump the internet blocks, and because there are so many ways to get information now that is all but impossible for even a dictatorship run by a former KGB lieutenant who was stationed in East Germany, such as Putin.
So there are bridges to the internet that they can try to block, but people can go around. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we see that historically in China, where the firewall that was put up, the Great Wall of China for the internet, is jumped. I've done that myself, reporting from China through a VPN, a virtual personal network. And there are dangers to that, of course, because the sophistication of those in Russia who are still answering to Putin to find and ways to block that, or even to find those who are using those kinds of devices. But remember back to the Soviet Union, which is where Putin would like to take Russia, the Samizdat press that would use multiple carbons on typewriters or find mimeograph machines to surreptitiously pass information around. We are all, by human nature, Patty and Jeff, news junkies, and we cannot get stopped, whether it's gossiping across the back fence or dealing with the crucial information that Putin is trying to keep from his own populace.
We appreciate that perspective very much. Peter Laufer, University of Oregon journalism professor and former news anchor and talk show host here in the Bay Area.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.